No, very disappointed, to be honest. The level of planning from the Department of Health has been very poor in this. As we know, that there was two new modular theatres put in place there in 2021. One of them is now fully operational, and the other one only works for 6 hours a week. Basically, because that the Department of Health hadn't given the HSE the funding to go and get the staff, the necessary staff, to have the second theatre fully operational. And it's very disappointing because on the hip and knee replacements alone, there's 176 people waiting longer than 9 months, and that shouldn't be the case. And these are very, mainly tend to be older persons that are vulnerable, a lot of pain management, and of course, a lot of damage done in the waiting time in the 9 months to those particular patients, which would obviously need a more severe operation. So it was very poor planning from the Department of Health to think that they would have left it nearly 2.5 years. We knew this since 2018. We knew that we knew the new theatres were coming. They were a long time coming. We knew years out when they would be available, and that the planning wasn't put in place to have the staff available to get rid of the waiting list for hip and knee replacements.
And then would you be concerned then about getting these staff? Because we know there are recruitment issues in a lot of sectors. So even if they go out today to recruit those staff, you know, will they get them?
Well, I suppose that there was general agreement that it was very difficult to get staff. But I think, you know, without having the ability to be able to even go out and advertise them, by not having the funding in place, it puts it on the back foot and would probably delay the process again another 3 to 6 months, because there's a long run-in period by the time you get consultants and specialists, anesthesiologists and surgical nurses and that. So, I mean, there's a long run-in to get the staff in place in order to get the second new theatre up and running. And if this was planned in a very, I suppose, organised manner going back for the last 12 months, we'll probably find it easier at least to get it up to some level of operations been done, even though it wasn't at full capacity because of staffing issues.
And kind of tying back into what you said there about that they've known for years that they would need these staff. I mean, putting aside even if there was no recruitment difficulties, if you advertise for a post of that kind on a Monday, you're not going to have someone in place on a Wednesday. It's a very long process in a lot of cases to get these staff in place.
And that was acknowledged at the meeting. And of course, again, we're back to the pre-planning run into this has been disgraceful. I mean, why the Department of Health would have delayed so long in applying a budget to something they knew about is just beggars belief. It beggars belief. And there are people listening to your news here today that are sitting at home in pain on very severe pain medication, pain management. You know, there's a lot of outpatient clinics being done. There's doctor signs put into this. You know, long waiting lists lead to a backlog right throughout the health system, including going back into GP practices and everything else that comes with this.